Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of your Son. As we hear your word, be on our hearts and minds as we continue to serve and lead. Amen. Hello, my name is Seminarian Rob Bailey, and it is a pleasure to be with you there this morning. Now about all of you, but it can be kind of nervous to come up here and preach, especially in front of everybody here. But why can be nervous to preach? We go to school, we're taught how to do this. For all of our professors, they've been doing this for a long time. And yet there's something about preaching God's word that stirs on our stomach a little bit. That might be because we're a little nervous. In fact, we realize we're sharing God's word to people and we don't want to mess it up. Law and gospel. We don't want to mix it. We don't want to make people be down when we need to bring them up about the promise of Christ. That's where our reading today comes into play. It's a letter from Paul to a young pastor. Paul is giving encouragement to Timothy to help him as he becomes a bishop, to lead a church and actually churches and pastors. Yet he is very young. So how is he going to do this? How does Paul encourage in this note, in this letter to Timothy? Well, he doesn't tell Timothy, you've got the experience, you've been with us, you've gone through this, it'll be all right. No. He doesn't tell Timothy, you've been my apprentice, you've walked with me through this, I have taught you, you are ready. No. Instead, we just heard what Adam read out loud. For this saying is trustworthy and deserving of acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. For I am foremost. Paul comes down to the level of Timothy and reminds Timothy and himself who they are. Sinners. And that the main thing isn't about who they are or what they've done, but what Christ has done. Now, I don't know about all of you, but when you heard that reading and to figure out that it's Rob preaching on a text about somebody being a blasphemer, slightly arrogant, violent, at least on a basketball court, this is the guy talking about it. And actually, I'm standing here today really where I'm at because I come down to your level. In fact, I need to come to you and ask for forgiveness for how I've acted to all of you these last couple years, but also to those outside those doors, because all I am is a sinner. Now, as I preach here today, as we look at this text, it's meant actually for all of us for encouragement, especially for us brothers and sisters. And it's so easy for all of us to hear these words and think, well, I'm so glad I don't act like that. I don't have those issues. In fact, you might look at a brother and sister here in this room and go, how did that guy get in this school? Again, some looking at me. We like to think that that isn't us. We forget who we are. But some of us have a different problem. You remember you're a sinner. Your problem is you dwell in it. You come here looking at who you are, all of your struggles you've had in your life, and think, I shouldn't be here. I don't deserve here. You walk around with your head down. You forget that Christ has actually forgiven you. And because of that, your heart is full of despair. Faculty, now I'm talking to you. Paul here is teaching a young apprentice now to lead. You're in that position with all of us. Now for some of you, yes, you have the struggle of students wanting to teach you how things should be done. Some of us might be a little more difficult to handle. In fact, I think some have been wondering, what did I do to the registrar's office to get Rob in my class this year? But for some of you, this might be your first year teaching. In fact, some of you have been teaching for over 30 years, and you wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and what do you say to yourself? Who am I to be teaching these men and women? Who am I with what I do in my life to help guide them? Where the students might be in the spare, you might actually have doubt in your heart that you're here to teach, to serve. Staff, those here among us, it can be difficult sometimes for you to actually think you're part of the church. You're not respected, you're not always thanked for what you do. In fact, you're in the back scenes. It's really difficult to think that you're a part of God's church, that you're serving when nobody notices. So what's the point? Why are you here? Paul's letter today gives us that encouragement because he tells this young pastor, we are here because of what he has done. He has come in this world to save sinners. He is the reason we go out and serve, not because of us. And why? Because he had mercy. Mercy is what made Saul become Paul. Mercy is what helped all those apostles who fled to come back and to go out and share that good news. That's what we have. That is what Timothy has, is that mercy of our Lord. But he can believe that. He can be encouraged because it's not just about Christ who died. He lives. He reigns forever and ever. So as Timothy goes to serve those churches, he knows it's not just about the words he has to say, but that his Lord reigns. His Lord is in charge. His will be done in how he serves. And that's what we get to take with ourselves as we leave here today. So staff, you are the people to help make things run here. On behalf of the students, the faculty, and myself, I thank you for the work you do, how Christ works through you to expand his church, because you are a part of it. Faculty, God is working through you to be his hands to mold us. And even though some of us might be harder to work with, he's encouraging you. He's working through you to help his good news be served out there. And even though you might have those doubts about who you are to lead us, we have that mercy to look to. We know that he, Christ, came to save sinners. That is you and I. And as you teach us in class, his words, his will be done, and we will hear it so we can serve. Students, do we deserve to be here? No. Do we deserve to go out there and serve and tell people how all this is happening? Absolutely not. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm reminded of Paul's words again. For this saying is trustworthy and full of acceptance, that Christ Jesus has come into this world to save sinners, and that I am foremost. All of us are here because our Lord died for us. Our Lord died so we are forgiven. In him we are new. But our Savior has risen, and he reigns forever and ever. And as we go and serve and tell people, we know he's in charge and not us. And that is something all of us can take courage in. Amen. May the peace of our Lord be on your hearts and your minds as you go to class today, as you work today, as you go and serve and share that mercy to those outside. Amen. We stand.